This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Holy mother of Hunter Biden, I got a story for you folks. A drone delivering drugs to prison. Drugs and porn. Drugs and porn. Is an indictment underway and the FBI is doing a test run for Hunter? Somebody help me. Really? Welcome folks, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I am not making this up. It's in the New York Post. Trafficker flew drone carrying opioids and porn into prison. I think the Biden family knows what's about to happen. They're like, boy, we better figure something out for old Hunter. He'll never survive in there without this. A female drug trafficker used a drone to deliver a USB containing pornography and more than $75,000 worth of opioids to an Australian prison where the unmanned aircraft crashed, a court heard this week. That really sounds, this sounds very suspiciously like a Hunter Biden business venture. Hunter Biden's like, I got a lot of friends in the prison. And well, listen, I don't know if it's really my drone. It could be Russian disinformation. I'm not really sure. I really don't know if it's my drone. Oh my gosh, man, this is too funny. This story sets up so much like it's got the Biden's little nasty fingerprints all over it. First of all, it's a female drug trafficker. I mean, I know women deal drugs. I'm not trying to say they don't, but it's pretty much a male-dominated thing. So to find a female to do it, and then I'm not saying women can't be ingenious. That's the word I was looking for. But the cleverness of flying it in through a drone and a USB with porn? As far as this woman goes, please don't tell me. Please don't tell me this woman is an underage drug-dealing Russian prostitute or I'll lose it. What can I tell you? What's her name? Do we got her name? Yep. Here. Ooh. What kind of name is this? Cheyenne Petrosyan. 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 It's Petrysyn. That's Chechen or something, isn't it? I'm just saying. 27 years old. Come on. 27-year-old Cheyenne Petrosyan decides she's going to get into the drug business and fly him into prison using a drone and happens to have porn. They say she appeared in court for her sentencing after pleading guilty to two counts of aggravated supply of dangerous drugs in a correctional facility. I'm going to make you a bet. I bet you Cheyenne is the one who dropped that packet in the White House. She flew that thing in on a drone. She's got a couple of co-defendants. It doesn't really matter, but they weren't women. I think they were guys. But they said staffers at the unspecified Queensland prison found the wreckage of a drone next to an exercise yard on a particular day. It doesn't matter when. Oh, my goodness. They recovered a sealed bag crammed with 79 strips of an opioid, buprenorphine. I tell you what, I could not be a doctor. I can't even pronounce half these doggone drugs. Methamphetamine, and a USB drive that was found to contain pornography. They found porn. I wouldn't be surprised if they found another one of Hunter's laptops. They probably did. They probably found another Hunter laptop, and we'll hear about it later. They've turned it over to the Australian government, who's given it to the FBI, who will tell us, I don't know, probably what, in 2029, well, we've had a laptop for 5 years, but we didn't know it was Hunter's. There was a rumor that it could have been Russian misinformation. God, this story is so funny on its surface because it just goes to show you, we're talking about AI as an example, ChatGPT, being used for evil. And here it is, evil people, prisoners, conniving with other people outside, who now will be prisoners, to do dirty deeds using tech. Drones. Here people are talking about drones, dropping drones for humanitarian supplies, helping with the postal service to speed deliveries up to people, especially critical things. Maybe you've got a heart that needs to get across traffic. And you can't, get an ambulance to do it. So you put it in a drone, you zip it across from one hospital to the next. We got all kinds of really great usage for technology. And what do the left want to do? They want to deliver drugs and porn to Hunter Biden's correctional facilities. I'm just joking. I don't know where Hunter will go to prison. And a lot of you are like, Kevin, he ain't going to prison. Well, I don't know. Seems like a test run to me. If you're delivering drugs and porn, those are Hunter's, okay, we're going to argue about this. The Hunter's two obsessions are drugs and porn and prostitutes. I mean, what next? I don't know what else they'll deliver. Blow up dolls. Who knows what they'll be trying to do? Found porn and drugs. So she was on parole at the time that the drone flight occurred, and so she's going to have to serve out an 11-year sentence, they say for unrelated drug trafficking conviction. If only Cheyenne Petersen was Cheyenne Hunter, or Cheyenne Biden, not Cheyenne Hunter, Cheyenne Biden. If she were a Biden, they would be talking about the humanitarian aid that she was delivering to the prisoners. People who were on opioid withdrawals and she was helping them out, or they were addicted to porn and she was trying to, supply it, doing her humanitarian effort. Be a whole other spin on it. Anyway, they talk about how much money it would have made. I can tell you this, drugs in prison fetch a lot more than they do anywhere else. I don't do drugs, but here's what I do know about it. If you deliver drugs into the country, like in a little town, you don't make as much. Take it to New York, you make 3x. Big cities, you make 3x. Go to prison, you make like 10x. And these dudes, force their relatives to put money on their card, on their account. And that's how they pay for stuff. You make 100x. 10x, I don't know, maybe more than that. Maybe you guys have been to prison and somebody could tell me that the numbers are wrong, but I know you make a lot more in prison than you do on the street. Crazy world of high tech out there, and the left sure know how to take advantage of it. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
As we learn, conservative justice moves at glacial speed when it comes in favor of conservatives. And that happens so rarely, we don't even know how to behave. We don't know how to act. Maybe Americans will get justice, though, when we prosecute the SCOTUS leaker, pum, 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 pum. Or maybe it's the person who dropped the cocaine in the White House, pum, pum, pum. Okay, you get it. But what about the infamous Tea Party racist? How long have we been looking for that scoundrel? In the race for real justice, folks, though, we may have finally gotten our first wall trophy. Have you heard the name Charles Littlejohn? Well, he's an IRS contractor, 38 years old, based in Washington, D.C., and he's been charged with stealing IRS files. Littlejohn has been accused of stealing and leaking the files of one very prominent Donald Trump when he was the president, and also thousands of wealthy, prominent taxpayers. Littlejohn committed his crimes when he worked as an IRS contractor from 2018 to 2020. Now, as the story goes, during his employment as an IRS contractor, he allegedly stole tax returns and return information associated with Public Official A. And as I indicated earlier, Little John disclosed the information to a media outlet. Now, you may have guessed Public Official A is speculated to be, well, Donald Trump. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Now, you might be asking yourself this. Why haven't I seen this in the mainstream media? I don't know. Maybe they didn't want you to know that there was somebody inside the IRS that's leaking this stuff out. And also, you can bet this person was not a Republican, a conservative, a Confederate flag waving, I don't know, redneck. No, it was a Democrat. I'm going to bet you. I don't know for sure. Charges were filed as a, quote, criminal information rather than as an indictment. Now, I'm no legal beagle, but these types of charges, when they don't file an actual indictment, generally mean, and this is according to my lady, who's a paralegal, that there's a plea bargain that's been done. So, Little John, I don't know what he's going to get, but I'm speculating that the guy who stole Trump's information and leaked it won't get the typical 5-year prison sentence for such crimes. He's going to get, probably, an eventual pardon. Then, he's going to get a fat paycheck from likely the same person who gave Hunter Biden the money to pay off his IRS debt of $2.1 or $2.2 million or whatever that was. One thing is likely under the new justice system, and that is what Little John's going to get will be the equivalent of a slap on the wrist. It's going to look to us like, oh, they really dished it out to him, and he'll be out. And I don't care what it is. If they give him 2 years, he'll be out in 2 months. It won't matter because there is a dual system of justice. And I'm going to tell you something, people listening to the show, there are Americans out here. Well, there are fake Americans who will happily dismiss this man because they don't think he's committed a crime. They look at it as he did the public a favor. Now, Little John is considered low level. Maybe that's why they didn't want to carry the story, huh? Maybe they're wanting to get the little fish to get to the bigger fish to get to the bigger fish. Or maybe it's that the IRS doesn't want to embarrass itself. Yeah, IRS can't embarrass itself. Well, how would it dare tell us? Why would they dare admit, one, that the lowest learner, trophy IRS, is now targeting, again, conservatives? That it never stopped. Even when Donald Trump got elected, that same crooked organization did identically the same thing that it did to Katherine Engelbrecht and many others. We've gotten used to this. Even some of the IRS people were astonished about this. Not because of the scale of it, because it involved Trump and lots of other folks. Probably all conservatives. I would bet you they're all conservatives. But because tax filings have all kinds of safeguards. It's supposed to prevent unauthorized disclosure. It's supposed to be rare, super rare. Now, look, I know we live in the days of hackers and all that. But this is an employee who leaked specific information. Don't be surprised if they did an investigation and followed the money if they found lots of dollars attached to this. And what about the silence of the Biden administration? They said nothing about it. How this leak happened, what they're going to do to investigate it. Republicans accuse Democrats of disclosing this information in hope of fueling their push in Congress to raise taxes on the rich. But I think the Republicans are far off base. I believe this was strictly an attack on Donald Trump because the Republicans and the Democrats, the Uniparty, wants to take him down. Keith Griffin, a prominent hedge fund manager, sued the IRS for failing to protect his tax filings. And in court, the administration argued there was no evidence that the leak came from a government employee. Well, maybe he's got just a little bit more of a firm footing on this than he had before. What do you think? Look, folks, this isn't the tragedy regardless of who did it, regardless of what administration it was done under. The IRS, the healthcare system, all people's data should be protected. But we know we live in a time where if somebody wants to target you, that data may not be protected. But the government shouldn't be commissioning it. The government shouldn't be sanctioning it. The government shouldn't be covering it up when it happens. And I can give you a lot of other scenarios. We have a government that is rogue. It selectively goes after the things that it wants to go after. And when it targets somebody, as it has Donald Trump, this is where we end up. Pretty pathetic. Danny Werfel said this. He's the IRS commissioner. Any disclosure of tax information, taxpayer information, is unacceptable. The IRS has put in place new protocols and protections that tighten security, and our aggressive work in this critical area continues in order to protect tax and financial information of taxpayers. Well, you know what, Danny? A little bit too late, don't you think? I mean, isn't that what Christopher Wray of the FBI says? Well, listen, we know that our agents targeted Trump, and we've put in the safeguards to make sure that it doesn't happen again. So we've got two major departments within the United States government, the IRS and the FBI. And what do? They target Donald Trump, then tell you after the criminals have left, after the crime has been committed, oh, well, you know what, we're really sorry, and we've put in the safeguards. Werfel should be fired, as should Christopher Wray. They're incompetent. Admit what you did, and worse, I'm not talking about just how the breach occurred, but admit what you're really doing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The president is visiting Israel right after a deadly blast at a Gaza hospital that killed hundreds. Palestinian officials are blaming Israel, but the Pentagon said it's not clear who's responsible. New York City Mayor Eric Adams warning it's only a matter of time before asylum seekers will be sleeping on the streets. Former President Donald Trump was back in a New York courtroom yesterday for his civil fraud trial. Upon arriving at the courthouse, Trump once again criticized New York Attorney General Letitia James. Well, it's taken 20 years, but finally the suspect in the disappearance of Alabama teen Natalie Holloway has admitted to her murder. Dutch citizen Joren Vandersloot also pled guilty to extorting and defrauding the teen's mother. Corey Myers, USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Gotta love the left, boy. They can rationalize anything. They rationalize kiddie porn. They rationalize sexual deviancy being taught to second graders. They rationalize sex crimes and, sex trafficking. They rationalize everything. They rationalize stealing money, working and getting... for not working and getting paid a full pension, they rationalize everything. Kevin Jackson's here listening to you. Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Gavin Newsom defended Hunter Biden against allegations of nepotism and shady business deals. This, with all the evidence that I've told you about over the past, what, year? 2 years? This guy says, you're giving access, using your parents as leverage. Isn't that what people do? Think about this. This is the type of environment Gavin Newsom grew up in. His aunt, Nancy Pelosi, he leveraged her. How do you think he built his career? There's a lot of good-looking surfer guys in California. Gavin Newsom used the power of Nancy Pelosi. Now, I don't know if he leveraged her to say this bill will get passed and things like this, but he used her. He's used to seeing how people do that. And for the record, you've heard me say this. If I had a famous cousin or famous whatever, and it was going to help me in my career, I would absolutely use it. If my dad was over such and such, and I'd say, let me talk to my father about that. And it helped me, but wasn't hurting anybody else. I would absolutely use it. I don't care if it was my dog. If it was Ren 10-10, it wouldn't matter. That's what people do. But here's where it matters. It matters when everybody you're dealing with is a crook. And those crooks are trying to do stuff to undermine your own country. That's when it matters. And it matters when that access is to somebody like your daddy, who then implements public policy that costs the taxpayers money. And that, I don't get. He says, saying that this is hardly unique for people to use their family members to get ahead. He goes, that's what they do. Granted, Gavin, he goes, this is what he said to Dana Bash at CNN. I don't know enough about the details of that. I mean, I've seen a little bit of that when he was asked if Hunter Biden did anything inappropriate. So here's what I would say to Gavin Newsom. Why don't you put a qualifier? Why don't you say, look, I don't think there's anybody in the country who would argue that if you have leverage, if you have something that people want to get the, like, there are people that say, I'm good friends with Michael Jackson. What? Yeah, yeah. If I'm going to dinner, would you like to join us for dinner? Are you kidding? I mean, Michael's dead now, but I wouldn't want to go have dinner with his corpse. But I think you get the point. If you were friends with Denzel Washington and he was coming to your house and somebody said, I'm a huge Denzel Washington fan, and you go, oh, I tell you what, why don't you come by the house at 3 o'clock? I'll introduce you. Would you do it? And then how would you feel if your buddy did that for you? Wouldn't you feel like, man, how could I repay you? Yeah, I tell you what, next time, you know, I have an event, please spread the word or whatever. Yeah, there's all kinds of quid pro quo. I got no qualms with that. This is what happened when I met Bo Jackson. One of my buddies goes, oh, I'm good friends with Bo. I'm like, get out of here. He goes, no, we're good friends. He goes, you're going to be playing in my golf event. So meet Bo Jackson and play golf. Do you think I needed to hear something twice? So I went and I met Bo, and, you know, great guy. Everything I thought it would be. Didn't play as good a golf as I would have liked, but that's a whole other issue. But the point is, if he calls me and says, hey, Kev, you know, I'm going to be in town. Are you kidding? I checked something off my bucket list. Happy to do it. Kev, can you support me on such and such? Absolutely. Would I do something illegal for him? Absolutely not. So what Gavin Newsom needed to do was to qualify a statement. Say, you know what? If he did that, if he's leveraging, yeah, I'll introduce you to my dad, of course, no problem. That's one thing. But when you look at everything that Joe Biden has done and what these folks have done, are you kidding me? You're going to just give this guy a pass? The nepotism I get, the shady business deals, I don't get. And all Gavin Newsom would have had to say to qualify is, now look, if it went beyond that, and if Hunter Biden, as it's been alleged, has done these, you know, done something to where his family benefited and Joe Biden got money from it, that's a whole other deal. But he didn't qualify. He says, if that's the new criteria, then there are lots of folks in a lot of industries, not just politics, where people have family members and relationships that they're trying to parlay and get a little influence and benefit in that respect. That's hardly unique. No disagreement. But is it illegal? If you're using your dad to get something and your dad gets a piece of the action, then it becomes illegal. They got all kinds of laws on the books against this. Now, I'm talking about at the chili pimping level. Like, for example, when I was dealing with the public sector calling on General Dynamics and all these different defense contractors, you go to lunch, they picked up their own lunch. They would the waitress would come over and say, one check, nope, individuals. They would say, individuals, each of us. And even if I wanted to pick it up, they wouldn't do it. One time we had a drawing for some golf clubs, and the guys go, "Can't even if I win, I can't accept it." I go, "Could you donate it?" They go, "Yeah, I guess I could." And I went, "Nah, let's not go that route, because it's still technically you accepting it and donating it, and, you know, from a tax perspective." So we couldn't do that. I'm just telling you, anything over $25, under $25, you could do. But you couldn't do over 25. So I think we might have been able to buy lunches. I can't recall. But I know there were strict rules, and they knew them. We all knew them. And I wasn't going to, you know, flirt with it like, well, you know, let's see. Well, nobody's going to know. You know, we didn't do any of that. We played it by the book. Do you think Joe and Hunter Biden are playing it by the book? I went through multiple things that they did, multiple places where these people, you clearly could see, it was influence peddling. And, of course, we have on record Joe Biden lying in multiple instances. I don't know. I got nothing to do with I don't know anything about my son's businesses. Oh, I might know a little bit about him, but I didn't do anything. I didn't meet with anybody. Oh, you did? Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, I did meet with him, but we didn't talk about business. Okay, well, we did talk a little bit about business, but, I mean, every single thing he talked about just got literally picked apart. And he acts like they've done nothing wrong. Come on, Gavin Newsom. It's one thing to protect them, but let's not be stupid about it. But that's not the only thing I want to talk about with Gavin Newsom. I want to talk about a little bit of bad news for California's insane governor. New kicks in the California communist dictator's naughty bits. Democrats' top candidate to replace bungling Biden couldn't win his own state in a fair election. I'm convinced of that. But that won't stop him from putting his bid in to get cheated into the Oval Office in 2024. Now, Newsom knows Joe Biden has one foot on the grave and another on a banana peel. But he's not a shoe-in to replace Joe Biden. According to the latest Quinnipiac poll, 7 of 10 California voters don't want to see Newsom run for president in 2024. And worse than that, 54% of Democrat voters oppose a Newsom run. Voters say 70 to 22% that they would not like to see Gavin Newsom run for president in 2024. And it isn't, if you're thinking, well, Kevin, maybe they think he's doing such a great job in California. Yeah, why am I using a Valley Boy accent? Because you would have to be stupid to think that. So you're stupid if you're a Valley Boy, right? 70 to 22% say no, don't do it. These are the people, was that just California? Yeah, 7 out of 10 California voters. 54% of Democrats, 35% don't want to see him run. 54% don't want to see him run. 35% say they would like to see him run. It is a resounding thumbs down, this person wrote, that California voters are telling the governor. If you have designs on the big job beyond Sacramento, we're not on board. This is what the analyst of the data from Quinnipiac, Tim Malloy, had to say. Gavin Newsom, you're not wanted. It's not going to stop him. Because even though he knows he's not qualified, it's on his bucket list. He's got to make it happen. And he thinks the big chief.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You've heard me say it before, and I apologize for having to repeat it. When a person can be married in the morning and thrown out of a restaurant for being gay in the afternoon, something is still fundamentally wrong in this country. And that still exists.
That was Joe Biden on lying about gays being kicked out. He's lying. You know, the thing about the whole LGBT movement, when they start lying, when they're, oh, well, we got kicked out and we're being ostracized and this is what they did, then when you start lying, things that actually happened to black people, where we had to take back roads. Don't misunderstand me. There's been some oppression of gays. I'm not going to deny that. But it isn't a fraction of the oppression of blacks. Gays have never been slaves. Now, I'm not using it as an excuse, but I'm just saying, don't talk to me about it. What about black gays? Did you see the movie The Green Book? That dude was black and gay. Talk about a freak show. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. 8255. So Joe Biden says gay people have been, they get kicked out of restaurants. Yeah, it's happened. I'm surprised Joe Biden. I saw it happen. I was there when they got kicked out. I got arrested when some gays got kicked out. I was with Mandela. I was fighting for him. In fact, I was watching churches burn as they were burning the gays out, and I went around back, and I mean, who knows what this guy will say. I got shot down in an airplane with some gays. America's a liar in chief. So anyway, I looked it up because I got curious. And here's what I did. I typed in people kicked out of restaurants for being, and here's what came up. Vaccinated, arrested, fired, and found. There's not gay, there's not black, there's not woman, there's not LGBT, there's not Muslim. That's what Google put up. People kicked out of restaurant for being, the number one thing was vaccinated, and I'm almost will guarantee you it was unvaccinated. That's what they meant to put. And Google knows what they're doing. Don't think that was an accident that they put vaccinated. Nobody gets kicked out, I mean, for being vaccinated, because nobody would know. But they would ask you, are you unvaccinated? And what was funny, people have been kicked out for being conservatives. People have been kicked out for being police officers. People have been kicked out for being Christians. But you're not going to see anybody kicked out for being black, Hispanic, woman, LGBT, or whatever. Because we don't live in that world. None of us care. The majority of conservatives couldn't give a rat's behind what your sexuality is or anything else. If you're coming in and you're not being disruptive, businesses want your patronage. And the only thing that's going to stop them from wanting your patronage is if you are disruptive. But anyway, I Googled it. Married gay couple allegedly kicked out of a California Burger King. Now, I'm going to stop here just a second before I get into the story, because that story came up twice above the fold. Married couple allegedly kicked out of California Burger King. Both times they in this story, when you Google it, you can Google it for yourself. It says allegedly. And there's a reason it says that. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I don't believe it. I don't believe that a gay couple got kicked out of a Burger King in California. But then there was another one. A couple gets kicked out of the restaurant, manager, blah, 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 and it was some Cuchifrito restaurant. And it was a lone person that supposedly harassed this gay couple. Oh, by the way, let me go, before I get off the Burger King, there was another restaurant that they claimed they kicked them out, and the owner said, no, he goes, when I found out that the other person was hassling them, I fired the person on the spot, and I asked the couple, would you like me to comp your meal? I'm just telling you, the headline was they got kicked out of this guy's restaurant. And I clicked it and decided to read the story because I wanted to go, wow, okay, maybe it did happen. Maybe it is, you know, don't believe everything that you think, Kevin. Maybe you're wrong. Well, guess what? I wasn't. They got one jerk. I was at a place once. I think, I don't know, it's been years since I told the story. We were with another couple. And we were waiting and we were hungry. And it was a long list of people to eat. And we go into the restaurant. And this guy starts mouthing off and he says things like hog maws and chitlins. He's a white boy. And I'm thinking, what's he talking about? And he was being racist. And by the way, we weren't the only blacks in the place. Well, his buddies, I'm not going to tell you what happened, but let's just say I shut him up. And his buddy, because I told Leo, go get the car. So Leo gets the car. When Sheila opened the door and I saw Leo was ready, that's when I said, okay, it's time for him to get a lesson. And his buddies, like four or five of them, they came up to me and said, he deserved it. He does. They go, we don't know why he does this. Now, it wasn't the restaurant. We just decided to go eat somewhere faster, and I decided to teach this racist a lesson. But I didn't blame the restaurant. And what was funny, a black waiter, well, before, you know, things went down, I asked him, I said, what's up with this dude? He says, man, this dude, he's here a lot, and he does this. That was when I went, okay, he's looking for a lesson. But here's my point. Don't blame the restaurant. The restaurant didn't do anything. So I'm looking at these other stories. And you know what? It's same story over and over. There is no there's no conspiracy of gays. And I can promise you this. Burger King doesn't give a crap what color your hair is, who you sleep with, or anything. So the idea that they were focusing on this chain made me go, mm-mm, these guys are looking for money. That's what this was about. It isn't even about furthering the cause of the LGBT. They're just looking for money. Well, people notice it. I have this clipping of the restaurant. I got it just to make sure that people understood. I'm not just telling you this. I read the article. It was a New York gay couple. They went to a restaurant, said they got kicked out, and the restaurant owner said, not the case. Didn't happen. Fired the guy on the spot, told him I'll pay for their meal, and apologized. But here's Joe Biden stoking hate. And he's being criticized because people are looking it up and going, this is just not the case. He was trying to celebrate the passage of the Respect for Marriage Act. When a person can be married in the morning and thrown out of a restaurant for being gay in the afternoon, this is still wrong. It's just a blatant lie is what it is. Somebody wrote this, pro tip. People in America aren't getting thrown out of restaurants for being gay. But in just the last couple of years, they have been thrown out for being Christian. They have been thrown out for being unvaccinated. That's what Jesse Kelly, friend of mine, conservative commentator, he tweeted. And Jesse's 100% right. Matt Walsh, guy I really have a lot of respect for, he said this. This scenario has not happened anywhere in the country, and it's not happening, and it never would happen. It's an entire figment of the leftist imagination. Now, here's what I will tell you. I'm not going to dismiss it in toto and go, nah, it could never happen. It might, but it won't be an orchestrated conspiracy. It'll be some jag that owns a restaurant that decides he's going to be a jerk. If you want to say there are people out there that are jerks, I get it. If you said to me, Kevin, is there a place where black folks would go and be treated? Yeah, I'm sure there are. But you know what I would do? I'd never go back. Or if I noticed I wasn't getting good service, I'd leave. One guy said this. Give him credit. No president has ever done more to solve completely made up, non-existent problems than Joe Biden. This is what Jerry Callahan said. He hosts a show, a podcast show. Obviously more popular than mine because they're grabbing his clips. Friend of mine, Dana Lash, tweeted, I've never seen a gay person thrown out of a restaurant, but I have seen progressives run conservatives out of restaurants. Just ask Sarah Huckabee. I don't need to belabor the point. You get it. Joe Biden just spits this stuff out. Look, conservative Christians, I get it. We don't believe in the LGBT lifestyle. So what? I don't believe in people lying. I don't believe in people scamming for a living. There are many things that I don't, you know, go with, I guess is the best way to put it. My brain's freezing right now. And neither do you. The left are obsessed with separating us by some difference. And as I've said many times, it doesn't matter what. We could all be blonde-haired, blue-eyed Aryans, and I promise you they would find something, some way to divide us, because that's how you make your money. You stir up messes.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.